The recording.
Nunhei 55 A1 top line.
Conservative cereal. We better be making a C-em. I don't want to miss a C-em now.
I'm too tired not to laugh.
Pass the tissues.
When you were in Alaska, we did not have Karyana de Garda.
We didn't have that. I mean, it's just not the same. It's not the same. Wow. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva was quoted as saying the produce that has not reached Onosa does not need, as opposed to the way it was Barishona, where they were being very careful to make sure that people were zoris and finished working the stuff, making sure that it was finished and ready to go, and then be mafresh the maestris so that everything will be ready for the zman bir. Rabbi Akiva went ahead and said, no, once it reaches the onas maestris that you have this need. But if it's nowhere near that stage, so v'lo tevelhu. So it sounds like the Rabbi Akiva was only requiring that it had reached the Gemara Malacha, but not that you had actually done a Hafrasha. So the Gemara is asking, isn't it only Tevel? How come even in the Tevel state, why are you assuming that's far enough? You should have to go all the way to do the actual Hafrasha. So the Gemara says, Reb Hila b'shem Shmuel, zoysemeres shahatevel kari kodesh. That it says, bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, that the act of beer, as long as it's called Kodesh, and since Rabbi Akiva was only makpid to get to the Tevel state of Gemara Malacha, so you see, Tevel is called Kodesh also. So for this, it's good enough. Next, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh B'Gamliel Azkenim, Shoyoshin Al-Malis B'Har Bayis. So here they're sitting, this is the way it was prior to the change of Rabbi Akiva. So this story is an illustration of the way they behaved prior to the Hachraza, okay? So Rabbi Gamliel and Azkenim were on the steps of the Harbayis. They had this famous Kohen, scribe, who was sitting in front of them. So they said to him, go out and write the following three proclamations. And he's going to write it in Aramaic. I guess that was the language of the time. Achenu b'nei Glila, Ilah, b'nei Glila, are Esau. Our brothers who are in the upper Galilee and those in the lower Galilee, Shlomchan Yiska, your peace should increase. We're informing you the time of beer has arrived. Tapkun masraya min matone zesai. Therefore, take out the tithes from the vats of olives. La'achonu b'nei Drama, Ilah, b'nei Drama, are Esau. To the people who are in the south and the lower southland, what Donald was telling you, the month is one of the time of beer has arrived. Tamkun Masraya mi Omre Shivlaya. Take out the maestras from the sheaves of the ears of grain. So that's two hacharazas. Lachana b'neglusa the bubble, b'neglusa the madai, those who are in the Babylonian diaspora, in the Median diaspora, in b'neglusa the Yavan, in the Grecian diaspora. Ushar called Golos Galvashoi to Yisrael and all the rest of the diasporas. Shalom Chen Yiska, again, your peace should increase. Maidan Alachim, we're letting you know. The Emrai Rakichin, the lambs are still tender. Gozalai Rakichin, the doves are still thin, they're not matured. Vizimna Davival Matan, the time for grain to ripen has not arrived. Ushfar Ba'anpay, Ba'anpay Chavei writes, therefore, very proper in my eyes, the eyes of my colleagues. Maisva al shata da that we're going to add on to this year plus in 30 extra days. In other words, they're announcing an Ibra Yar this year. So these are three announcements. Focusing first on the first two, they're obviously announcing to them to go ahead and hurry up. The time of beer has arrived. Finish up what you're doing with the zaysim and with the wheat, and move it along so we can make the Zman HaBir. Now that is the way it was for Rishayna, because it hadn't even reached, Gemara Malacha.
So this means it was Pesach time. This means it was Nisan time.
Yes.
So they can't add another year, another month.
Yes, they
because
can.
Because it's after Adar.
That's Nisan time.
Right. But
Adar time is Nisan time.
They can only add an Adar Sheni if it's Adar.
In Adar. They are in Adar. They are in Adar, and they're telling them we're going to add another
Sheni, so Pesach okay. is going to be
Pesach is going to be pushed
later.
Off another month. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the fact that Marsha speaks out that there's a direct connection between this announcement and the fact that they're making an Imbri Yar, because since Bior is Erev Pesach, you guys have another month. So the announcements had actually to do with each other.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay. So, in this incident, Rabbi Gamliel and his colleagues urged people to process and tithe their unprocessed produce. So, this illustrates the customary practice before Rabbi Akiva came on the scene. Okay? So, that's a very simple. It's a historical kind of story. And there's a lot of information in this story. You see, you know, how they communicated. They used the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Kaf Sefer. And they used Aramaic, and also you always start off your letter with Shlomo Yaskain. You know, next time you write a letter, to your parents or to your kids, Shlomo Yaskain, they'll wonder what you're doing, but you'll know what you're doing. Baruch Hashem. Yisr Shani Asa Lamud Asa Yoshua. So now 1/10 of the produce that I'm going to give, that's the Meisr, I'm giving it to Yoshua. Yoshua was a Levi, right? So from this you see the Gemara makes a diuk. She'ein noisnim ma'aser l'kahuna. You see, you don't give it to the kahuna. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah was there, and he was a kohen, and he didn't give it to him. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Why wouldn't he give it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, who was, I guess he was older, or bigger, gadol. I'm not sure. Like was one better than the other? Probably Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah was bigger, right? Does he say over here what the reason was? He means like that. He says over here on the bottom, not because of that. He says over here the reason, if he holds that, this is in footnote 15, for if he holds that it could be given to Kohanim, he certainly would have given his Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, who was a Kohen, because in that way it would not have been necessary to transfer the Trumas Maisa over to him. In other words, you gain a step, right, like that, by giving it to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua then has to transfer the Trumas Maaser over to Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. You could have skipped that step and simply given Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah the Maaser straight. So you see, you don't give Maaser to a Kohen. He goes like those shittas. That's the diuk. So the Gemara says, no, Shani, it's not such a good raya, because maybe it's different over here. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Tamon. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was there. And because he was there, what's the pshat? He was there, so it's not clear exactly. So it says over here, Rabbi Yeshua had a greater need. He was a greater need because Rabbi Yeshua was poor. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah was wealthy. Another pshat is Rabbi Yeshua held the Maaser Rishon cannot be given to the Kohanim, and since that's Rabbi Yeshua's personal shita, so maybe he wanted to honor his shita by not going in front of him and doing that like his shita. So it's different pshat than exactly why he wanted to behave this way. The simple pshat is Rabbi Yeshua was poor, so he wants to give him as much benefit as possible. Amr of Kananya, Hado Amr, Shahi Rabbi Gamliel, Tzorach Lezakos. Now, here, this is a little bit of a difficult Gemara. There's several different mahalchim over here, a long arichas in the Ridvaz over here, how to learn this. I'm not going to go through the different mahalchim over here. We're going to try to say the simplest gra has a very straightforward pshat over here. What the Gemara is about to do now is to discuss. Let's remember what he's trying to accomplish in the Mishnah. He's trying to be machna them the karka, right? Where the tefuah is in his property.
Right.
What's the reason for that? So that... Okay, well, hold on a second. You're saying Kinyan Agav, but the way the learning now, it's not Agav, it's because we want them to have Kinyan Karka, that they'll be kind of with the Karka.
Oh, they'll coin the Metaltling with the Karka.
They'll be kind of with Kinyan Karka.
Right? But I'm saying they'll coin the Metaltling with...
No, that's Agav. I'm not talking about agav. I'm talking about makomo muskolo. Its place is muskolo. Well, that's a kinyan of chotzer. It's a kinyan chotzer because my chotzer is there, and therefore, by virtue of the fact that my chotzer is underneath it, I'll be kind of the metatl to kinyan chotzer. That seems to be the way the Mahalakh. They're not learning agav over here. I'm not sure why not. So the Gemara is going to have a problem with that. The problem, I'm just going to speak it out first. The problem is, if I have my tvua in my kalim, in your karka, and I'm trying to get you to be kona my tvua, for you to be kona that tvua that's in my keli, through King and Chotzer in your property, it's not going to work. Because my keli is being mafsik. You can't be kona King and Chotzer, okay?
If someone else
has the keli.
So you could give him the kli b'matana.
No, but I didn't do that.
Okay.
We didn't do any so keli. What we did was, I mean, that's going to be a problem also. Just like you can't give the tru'a b'matana, you can't give the keli b'matana. We're trying to figure out a way to give it to them. So we're going to try to use kinyan chotzer. But if you've got my keli on your karka and you're trying to be kind of kinyan chotzer, the tru'a in the keli, it's not going to work. That's the Gemara is going to say that as a kasha. Okay, we'll look at it in the Gra inside also to see it the way he writes it. Rabbi Gamliel should have transferred, this is a question of how he should have made the kinyan. He should have made the kinyan using a kinyan of halifin. Okay? Because that way he could have been kind of the metaphor with halifin. Why didn't he do that? Consider. So he says consider this. Now we're on the base. On Nunhe on base. Ilu kupasi shom gamliel. If you would have a basket belonging to a gamliel, and it would be filled with maisers. It had maiserishin, it had maiser ani, right? And all these different maisers in it. Nutsuno lotok basel shal Yoshua. And the basket was inside his house, right? Vo'aymer. And Rabbi Gamliel would say to Rabbi Yeshua, Yizkil a Meiser Shabbat. Go ahead and acquire the Meiserishin, which is in my basket, which is in your house. Klom Osa Adshi Yasayim. Would he have done so without deciding on a location for the Meiser? Which he says in English, what the Mishalim means is, wouldn't you have to have had removed the Meiser from the Keli, right? You have to remove the Meiser from the Keli and put it on the floor in order for Yeshua to be kona with his Kenyan Kotzer. Because you can't be kona with Kenyan Kotzer if you're in the Meiser's Keli. That's what it's saying over here. As long as the produce remained in Gamliel's vessel, it could not have been acquired by means of the ground underneath it. What use then is there leasing the land? The produce was contained in Gamliel's Keli. He should have simply transferred the tithes by means of Khalifin. That's the question. Let's take a look at the Gra just to see the way he says it. The Gra is on the Aleph at the bottom. Hador Mashal Yirim Gamliel Tzorach Lezakos Perish. Lezakos HaPerish Lahem.
What are you making noise for?
Lezakos HaPerish Lahem Bekinyan Sutter. He should have been mezaka them with a kinyan sutter. Why? The agav karka lo konu. They can't be calling the agav karka. Tahino shehe ki ilu munochim. The tol katseiram, that it should be as if it's lying inside their chotzer. The hakiven shaha karka shalahem. Since the karka belongs to Rabbi Yeshua, nasa ki katseiram, it becomes like it's their own property, lo konu, so they're not konu. Kin mafarish, like it says, ilu kupas eshal gamliel perish. Yeshua shah kupa shahayu haperis esunba, the kupa, where the pears are found, hayeshom gamliel, that belongs to gamliel. The basket belongs to gamliel. Afil ha'yinoxim betok ha'chotzer shorbi, Yeshua nami lo konu. You're not konu if it's in his property. So the Gemara answers this question, umeshani, I'm just going to read in the Gra. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshua v'perish menachem agave karka perish below kupa klal. There was no basket. Rabbi Eliel Taka did not have his perish in a basket. They were sitting directly on the ground. And therefore it worked. So the Yerushalmi has this mahalach, which is a little, not like the Bavli. The Bavli straight out rejects. The Bavli actually asks the question, why didn't they use a kinyan sutter? I think the Gemara says, I don't remember, I haven't looked at it in a long time. I think the Gemara says over there that he didn't have a sutter. Is that what the Gemara said, if you remember that? I don't recall. It's in Kedushin. So let's see inside the Gemara now. Rabbi Yeshua, but Perish Menachem Agav Karka, right? So that's this Mahalak of the Gra. Okay, next. Rabbi Difa Amar. So now we have a question about Shlifas. Now this is a little complicated, but you've got to hold cup here because this is again not just this Amid starts and again the next Amid, tomorrow's Amid. So please pay attention to this one. So we have a Machlokas here. Is there an extension here on the bottom? The Gemara. This is a discussion of Yerushalmi Peya, where they discuss a case of one who acts as an agent to collect Peya on behalf of another. Okay. So now we have a machlokas. So Bedifa says like this: It's father and Yirmiyah v'Reb Yosi. They have a machlokas about this. This is the first shita. Haroi lito zocha. Someone who is fit to take. To be zocha for somebody else. That means, for example, on the bottom he brings example. If you are a poor person, you could take paya, and therefore you could be zocha in that paya for another ani.
Right, but I'm saying, didn't we say even if he's not poor, he can be go to?
The boy maslo nitzay umigu the boy zocha the nashi zocha nam lachare. That's trey migu. Okay, we're going now that you don't say trey migu. If he holds, you don't say trey migu. So you're right, but Kitzer, the Asher could not be zocha in the payah for his friend because he can't take it.
Okay.
That's this first shita, and so that's it. That's how Roy Lee told zocha. If you could take it yourself, you could be zocha for somebody else. Now the other one says, Kanamar, Haroy Lee tain zocha. Right, if you could give it, you could be zocha. So in other words, since you have the ability as an usher to give payah to an ani, so therefore if you have a shaychus, in other words, we always say we have a general rule that in order to be a shliach you have to be betairas. What does betairas mean?
In the parsha.
You have to be in the pasha. So this machlokes tanoim is how much in the pasha do you have to be? If the second sheet that holds as long as you're shaykh to it. So I could be somebody who's obligated to give payah. That's also called a shaychus. If I have a shaychus at that level, I could be zocher as a shliach for another ani. But the first sheet holds, no, that's not enough, tairas. Tairas means that I have to really be able to be zocher in the object itself as an ani, right? So without the migus, hocus pocus that you were just talking about, but you know, without that, you have to be a straight out ani, okay? So that's the machlokas here. According to the second sheet, the what's not called b'toras, what's an example of not b'toras, would be Eved Kenani, right? So or a guy. Someone who's totally outside the pasha. Okay? Manda maharoi li ting zocha.
Where are you up to?
Sorry. We're on 55B1, second column. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're discussing the different options as a shliach. How much Taurus are you? Okay. So manda maharoi li tin zocha kosher kein roi li tol. So according to the second shita, that all you have to be able to do is to give it away, and that's enough to be considered a Taurus. So kosher kein, if you are already able to take it yourself, then you're surely able to be zocha for somebody else. But if you hold, you have to be able to take it, then holy tain lo. But if you're only b'toras to the extent that you're just giving it, you're an usher, that's not enough. Okay, that's what we spoke out. Thomas nisa p'sigal man d'yomar roi li tol zocha. Now, this Mishnah argues Okay, we're going to say the Mishnah argues. Let's see. How are we doing on time? Are we doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to have to do a couple of lines here. This Mishnah is going to argue on the one who says that you need to be able to take it to be able to mezuzah for somebody else. And we had this earlier. It's going to be Chazar. Tama, the scene of Tama. We learned over there getting Ha'imer. A person says, his kavol get zeli ishti, oholech get zeli ishti. So I'm telling a shliach, be makabel this get for my wife. Or be holech this get for my wife. Then, in Marcel Hatzir Yatzir, if you want to change your mind, you can change your mind.
What's the chiddush of
that? Now, what is the, let's take the case of holocha is clearly not a chiddush. There it's holech get zeli ishti, obviously. It's not going to be again until it reaches my wife, because I told you to bring it to her. But what about the case of his kabbal? I'm telling you to receive the get. A kabbalah, actually a kabbalah is usually it's megurashes miyad.
When the husband what? Gives it to the shliach, she should be megurashed immediately.
Immediately, right. So, but that's only true if the woman made him a shliach kabbalah.
Right.
So if the woman makes a shliach kabbalah, then you give it to the shliach and it's immediately... Gracious. But don't complicate it. What if the husband does not have a shliach kabbalah from the wife, but he wants him to be makabalit for his wife? Why can't he do it? Because it's not a schus for her.
It's a chov.
And therefore, as long as he hasn't delivered it, it's not a get. That's what it's telling me here. Whether that's a chiddush or not, I don't know. That's up to you to decide.
I mean, I guess just if you learn gittin, it's not a chiddush.
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, let's see here.
So why is he bringing it here? What's this?
We're going to get to it. Give it a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says in the third paragraph in 13. The agent does not become the wife's agent for reception without her appointment because divorce is detrimental to the woman and an unappointed agent is valid only in matters that are beneficial to a person. Rather, he is the husband's agent for delivery. As long as the delivery has not been accomplished, he can retract. Okay? Now, the English speaks out the case that we were just talking about. That if the woman makes the shliach, and says, accept my get for me. He speaks that over here. And the husband gives the agent the get. If he wishes to retract, he cannot retract. If the husband told the wife's agent, I do not want you to accept the get for her, rather take it and deliver it to her, like you said, there he can retract and make it a holocha. Correct.
That's a huge chiddush.
The
Baal could change the shliach, the shliach is
agreeing to do what he's saying. It's not such a big chiddush. The shliach is changing. The shliach is changing his mind. I view the shliach as an independent mindset. In other words, I'm doing a favor for this woman.
So if the shliach says no, he's still
if the shliach says, "Oh no, I'm not changing. If you don't want to give it to me as a kabbalah," and the husband says, "Okay, then I'm going to give it to you anyway," then I would say it's kabbalah. I don't know if it's quite the finish you're making into it. You're making it like there is no choice. He's in total control. I don't know whether that's true. I don't know whether that's.
I'm saying the opposite.
What?
He's saying the opposite.
He's saying the husband's in total control that he can change the shliach regardless of what the shliach wants. And I'm telling you, I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, let's get to the point here, though. We see from the Mishnah that it's possible, now we're focusing on the shliach. Let's think about this shliach. It's possible for him to be a shliach for Kabbalah, and at the same time could be reappointed as a shliach halacha. Now, let's read the English. It seems impossible for the same person to be fit to both give and receive a get. Since only men can give get, and only a woman can receive them. Yet the same person can serve as an agent for both the reception and the delivery. Clearly, one can serve as an agent to perform an act that he is unable to perform for himself. Right? So that's where this is the connection. Mm-hmm. We've just said that there's a shita that says in order to be able to worship me or shliach, you need to be able to do the act, not just to receive the act, right? To be able to be a recipient of the payah. Just the fact that you can give the payah is not enough, right? Over here, he's able to act both as a shliach kabbalah and as a shliach halacha, and that's not something you should be able to do. This contradicts the opinion of the one who says that only someone who is fit to acquire something himself.
It's so far-fetched, though.
Can serve as an agent to acquire on behalf of another? That's the question.
But I'm saying, isn't that far-fetched? Because here we're talking about the din of to be zocha in something, and you can't be zocha in it. I'm saying, if I'm a rich person, I can't be zocha in the pay.
I don't even get the connection to give at all.
What? We don't see the connection here too well?
Yeah.
It's very far-fetched. I'm saying because in our case, right, the person that wants to be Zocha in the payah for his friend the Ani, and he's not an Ani,
yes,
practically speaking, he can't be Zocha in that payah.
Right.
He can't be Zocha to himself. If he can't be Zocha to himself, how can he be Zocha for somebody else? If you think about the Svara, you know, the Svara. Here,
you're talking about me, the Zocha, the Nafshi, Zocha, Nami, Lachavri. That's what you're using.
You said no migas. You said no migos.
No hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Right? I was talking about the train up. Migus. Was what I was
right.
talking.
But I'm saying, you could become an Ani. And then if he can become
that shita held that you are limited to an area in order to be considered betoras, to be able to be a shliach, to be zocha, to be able to be zocha for somebody else, you need to be able to be zocha in that thing yourself. You, as a man, cannot be Makabel again. It's never shayach for a person to be makabel a man to be makabel a get. A man can only give a get.
Yeah,
can't receive a get.
But a woman can appoint a man to be her shliach.
So that's what we're discussing. Why is that? That's what we're asking.
Why is that working?
Why the Gemara didn't just simply say, how could you ever have a man be a shliach kabbalah for a woman since he can never receive it? That's a simpler way to saying the question. The Gemara brings it out in this way because it's showing that he's acting at the same time as a Kabbalah and then turns around and acts as a Holocha. Is that necessary for the question? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see why.
I don't know why that's necessary. Right?
That's why I'm wondering why you're bringing the case to begin with.
She's divorced as soon as he receives it, if he's the Shliach.
If he's a Kabbalah, yes. Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, even the Shlech Lo'olacha, right, in Gittin, right, he's not the giver. He's roi to give a get to somebody, but he's just doing Shlichus. He's not, he doesn't have any Negiya.
So maybe that's why he works.
Right.
I think that's the answer. He's roi to give a get to his wife. So therefore he's in the partial, theoretically.
But it has nothing to do with that.
How is he able to be makabel again for another woman?
He can be molich again.
He can be molich again because he can give a get to his own wife.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that makes him the Torah's the parsha.
But
that's the issue. How but Torah is
what
it? That's the question.
I
that
can't
go
hear
on.
What the people are saying.
They're not saying anything. You're not missing much.
Focus.
Okay.
All right.
Let's just say the Gemara's answer.
Yeah.
The Gemara says a simple answer. Shekain hu roi l'kabel get bito. It's possible for a man to be a Kabbalah. If I marry off my young daughter, who's a ketana, I can receive the get on her behalf. That's what it says. The Torah grants the father jurisdiction over his minor daughter with respect to marriage and divorce. her marriage is affected by his accepting kiddushin from a man, her divorce is affected by receiving a get from her husband, a male is indeed fit to perform the act of accepting a get accordingly, he is eligible to act as an agent to accept a get for any woman, even according to the opinion that an agent for acquisition must be fit to acquire that item. And surely he is eligible to act as a man's delivery get. There you go.
So a woman can become a shliach halacha?
So now, what about a woman being a shliach? Halacha. Very good question. So why isn't that brought up over here? Yeah, I don't know. Adkan nun hei.